Speakeasy.
Words.
Lingo.
Speakeasy.
Language.
Speakeasy on ABC Radio Perth.
Daniel Midgley is a linguist and is the host of Talk the Talk podcast. The Talk the Talk podcast. The.
Not just talk, any old talk.
The only one.
I suspect there might be others. But ours is the Talk the Talk podcast.
There we go. And he joins us every Thursday morning to talk words, and it's a delicious segment. If you would have would like to ask him a question, you can call up and speak to him. He's not scary. 1-300-222-720. But if you do find him a little bit intimidating, you can text 0437-922-720.
Do you know what I'm noticing about this segment too? More and more students are texting in to prove teachers wrong. I've just noticed that little trend over the last few months, I like it. So, students.
Nullus in verba. Don't believe what they tell you. Check it out first. Okay? It's good.
That's good advice.
Speaking of students, I've noticed an article, a rather hand-wringing article in The West by Julie Henry, texting ruins grammar. We've heard this complaint before, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh, I think we've all complained about it. Kids, I think I have.
I think it's switching. I think the parents are using the phones more than the kids. I've seen kids, you know, in an airport reading a book and the parents are on their phones. But anyway, this is, it cites work by Professor Jane Mellenby of Oxford saying that the ability to understand and use complex language was essential for academic attainment.
True.
But that kids on their darn phones were not getting it. And in fact, she cites a text by a 13-year-old. Here it is. You ready? OMG, IKR.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
IKR?
I know.
Oh.
You've heard people say, I know, right?
Yeah, but why do they need the right? That's what I...
Funny old thing.
Yeah.
It started coming up a few years ago, and I noticed it at the time and thought, well, that's interesting. I think I noticed it first when I caught myself saying it, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Texting is a format, and like all formats, it has its constraints, and it's places where those constraints are relaxed. And when you're texting, you want to be economic. You know, these messages are meant to be read and then responded to. So this isn't a letter where you sit down and write something elaborate. It's just like, boom. But adults see this and they think that, this is a quote from this person, these sentences do not contain grammar and certainly not complex grammar. That's from this educator. Adults see this and they think there's no grammar, but I want to show you that even in this very short text, OMGIKR, there's a lot going on under the hood. First of all,
six letters.
That's all there is and one space. So I guess seven characters. But let's break it down. OMG, we all know about OMG.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
When did this start, by the way? When would you guess was the first instance of somebody writing OMG?
2010?
1917. In a missive from Lord Fisher to Winston Churchill, would you believe it?
No, OMG.
OMG. Goes all the way back, more than 100 years.
Huh.
So what does it mean? Well, when you say OMG, I guess it kind of means, oh my God, but it kind of means, you know, I'm having the same reaction to this as you are. I'm amazed or I'm gobsmacked. So that's what's going on there. Then there's the IK, and we all know what I know means, but when you use it in this situation, it's kind of like I'm affirming what you're saying. And then there's the R, standing for right. I know, right? Why do people do the right? Well, it does a couple of things. First of all, it's consultative, but also it hands the turn over. So if I had to give a full translation of this, it'd be something like, this thing that we're talking about or texting about is so surprising or unbelievable. I'm having the same reaction as you are to it, and we're both on the same page. That's what that means.
Right.
You tried doing that much in six letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
So look,
you know, there's people that will disagree with you.
I know. But I've studied dialogue and I've studied text speak, which, by the way, fewer and fewer people are using, so you don't have to worry. But I found that young people are communicating very capably in writing, and they're using an ever-shifting vocabulary to navigate social relationships across multiple platforms, which all have their own demands and their own constraints.
Mm-hmm. And it needs to be quick.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, sometimes I write shorthand in text and then I look at it before I send and I go, I'm not comfortable with that. And I put the letters in.
That is fine. You know what? I tend to punctuate very assiduously in texts.
I overuse exclamation marks. I think I add them to every sentence just about.
You mean just about?
Just about. Just for emphasis. Please listen to what I'm saying.
I think that's very important. That's a very important job.
Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. It's like three or four.
Instead of getting mad at what somebody's doing on their texts, what we can do instead is say, hey, that has a function for them. I wonder what that function is. Maybe I could understand more about what they're saying if I look into it and not just complain.
Daniel Midgley is our guest. This is Speakeasy. If you have a question for him, there's a few coming in on the text. We'll get to those in a moment. Or you can talk to him, 1300 222 720. Text, if you like, 0437 922 720. Now, yesterday, during Perth Foodie, we were speaking to Margaret Vinicum. She's a goat cheese farmer from Gidgiganup. And
wow.
She was telling us about, well, like the secret life of goats and some of the weird, crazy things that they do.
Around about the end of July, they all start to kid, and that's when it becomes a madhouse.
Yeah, right.
And you get some does trying to pinch other does.
Kids.
Yeah.
And that prompted a stack of texts from people saying, is that why we have the word kidnap?
Oh, that's interesting.
I thought that was quite clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know nothing about goats, so I'm definitely not going to dispute this goaty behavior. But I did take a look at our first instance that we know of in Oxford, the Oxford English Dictionary, of kidnap. And it turns out it's a really sad story because people used to steal children, goats.
Yeah, for ransoms.
They would ship them off to Jamaica or the American colonies to make them their slaves, and you had to pay to get them back. Horrible. Horrible. But no, the very first instance we have is kidnapping human children, not goats. But that made me think, what is this nap thing? What about napping?
Yeah, kid nab.
Because it shouldn't be kid nab.
Yes, you are correct.
Oh, my gosh, I've got something right. Seven. OMG.
You're not napping.
Seven to seven.
Wow.
You're nabbing a child.
I told everyone to put champagne on ice and they didn't believe me. It was 6 months ago, but 7 to 7, that is spectacular.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow, I'm really happy about that.
Yes.
I feel smart just for this little moment.
And I feel like you've taken 3 minutes of material away from Daniel by just bam. Let's shut this guy down. He knows so much.
Getting back on track. So the nab and nap connection was interesting because nap has meant to sleep since forever, but then it started to mean to catch someone, and I couldn't figure out why. Maybe it's because if you want to catch somebody, a pretty good time to do it is when they are napping.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
But then about 1600s, a new word popped up, nab, and it sort of drained off all of the catching people sort of thing or catching things, except in this one tiny expression, kid napping. That still exists.
Right. Or someone just flipped the B. Get it?
Well, took me a
B,
second. There to
flip it. P.
Yeah.
Nab, nap.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Take the champagne off
the ass. Wow.
I like 6 to 7, everyone. She was queen for a minute, and God bless, I loved it. I loved it. OMG.
It was a beautiful moment.
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
5 to 7. Daniel is with us. Good morning, Daniel. This is from Mary. We say very hot, very fast, very slow. We say thank you very much. What is much that we have to put a very in front of it? In fact, why do we say thank you very much? Why don't we just say thank you?
Why wouldn't you say thank you very much? This is one of those where I don't quite understand. I mean, thank you.
Like, do we need the very?
Well, I guess we could ask our question, what function does it do? And, as humans, we like to do things, but we also like to feel things intensely. You know, that's why we put hot spices on our tongues, even though it burns and irritates us. And so if you want to make it just that little extra, you wouldn't just say thank you. You'd say thank you very much. Very itself comes from you might have known French, c'est vrai, it's true. Well, very comes from true. It's truly, I thank you, truly. Maybe if you feel like somebody didn't believe you the first time you said thank you, maybe you'd say thank you very much, just to put the point on it. And that's part of communication.
Oof, I'm an overthinker, as I heard you say that.
Mm. What?
You think too much.
Too much.
I don't think you can ever think. If it's deserved.
Why are you judging your behavior? I think
but I say,
does it all the time.
What Mary is saying is that by the sounds of things, maybe thank you is a full cup. And so adding to that has no value.
I know. We feel like we shouldn't do things that are redundant or extra. But in fact, We do them all the time. We reduplicate things. And in fact, redundancy has a function. You know, you say something twice because if you miss it the first time, you can catch it the second time. So it does have a function and it is useful.
Right. Now, Dennis wanted to know about the origin of tattoo, as in the Edinburgh tattoo. Did you have an answer for us?
I didn't know this one last time. So it's time to play Name That Tune. Ready? Dun 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 bum 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 bum. What is the tune?
I'm marching.
Nope. Everyone is screaming at the radio. It's Taps.
Right.
Right? That's the name of the that's when all the soldiers are supposed to go to bed, they play that song.
Right.
And it's called Taps. But how did the word Taps get associated with going to bed at night? I didn't believe this story when I first heard it. That's when they would turn off. This is true. The taps at the pub. The police would go around and make sure everybody shut the taps off.
Fantastic.
And that's how the bar would close. And then that would, and then they would turn the taps to, like when you pull the door to, you shut it, you turn the taps to. So taps to became tattoo. And that eventually spread to the drum beat that they would play when the soldiers were supposed to go to bed. The other sense of tattoo, though, the design under your skin, is totally unrelated. It comes from a totally different place. It comes from Samoan tatau, to tap or to strike, which makes sense because you do tap the ink into your skin with a little pointy thing. How about that?
There you go. All right, what about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Notwithstanding, Peter says. Where did that come from?
I am finding out so many interesting things, and they pop up in the weirdest places. I thought, oh, this one won't be very interesting. I'll just say it. So, notwithstanding is the thing you say when you say, we're having a great time, notwithstanding this terrible weather. We're having a good time anyway, right? Okay, well, it's pretty simple. If I withstand you, I get in your way. But if I'm notwithstanding you, then I'm not in your way. You roll right over me. I'm not getting in your way. I'm notwithstanding.
You're there, but we don't care.
Yeah, nice. That's a wrap. Wow. That's two for you.
2 minutes to seven.
I mean, it was good-ish.
One more thing, though. Yeah. I got to say, this is a weird meaning of with because it's like against. I mean,
yeah.
Withstand.
Oh, right.
If I withstand you, I'm standing against you. And so it's like with as in fight with. So this is one of those where the meaning of with has completely flipped because with used to mean against. Now it means with someone. So I get people complaining about literally all the time. Oh, I literally died when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that. It's the opposite of the meaning. Well, words change their meaning all the time, and sometimes they flip to be opposite, and with is one of those.
Right. My daughter uses literally a lot.
Yeah. As an intensifier. See, we like intense things.
Yeah.
Mm. I literally loved it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Hard to listen to.
Well, doesn't add anything.
It's a minute to seven. We've got news coming up in a moment. Daniel Midgley's with us every Thursday morning, and you can send through your questions and he'll get to them, and the answers are fantastic. I love it.
Because he has to do a bit of research on them too.
Yeah.
So sometimes he has to come back with his list next week.
Why do people say thank you muchly? We'll give you the chance to answer that maybe next week. But thank you for coming in and being with us.
Thank you very much.